see.
There is something I got to see while preparing for this message. While looking through scriptures, I saw something totally different. That actually, I saw what the church is meant to do for the churchgoers. I said churchgoers. You know, there is a difference between churchgoers and committed members. Amen. And I also saw what the church is meant to do for the committed members. And I saw a place in scriptures that says, the word of God is meant to correct both the what, the churchgoers, and the so-called what, workers. And the Bible says the correction is out of what? Thank you, Sister Tola. Out of love. And the Bible says you correct in what? Righteousness. Amen. The Bible says when you are gathered in the household of God, you should know how to comport yourself. It is not a family house. Amen. It's the household of God. You know how to what? To comport yourself in the house of God. Because the Bible says the pillar and the ground of what? The only place where truth is not what? Compromise. Amen. You may not like the way I've started out, but you are going to hear more from me. Hallelujah. You are going to hear more from me. Amen. You should have known me better by now. No, seriously. You know why? Because while preparing for this message, I saw something totally different. And you are going to get to it. So let us just pray. Thank you, mighty Father, for this time. Thank you for your word that you bring in to us. Thank you, mighty Lord, because we are going to walk by your word. We are going to allow your word to change us. We are going to be transformed by your word. And things will not be the same henceforth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen. Let us say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I start out by saying there are three members of the church that have been a great inspiration to me. Three members, a great inspiration, silent, so silent, but when you look at them, you interact with these three guys, my God, your life can never remain the same. I'm telling you the truth. Your life can never and will never remain the same. This thing is not by age. I may be older than these three guys. It's not by age. It is by the word of God. It's by the transformation, allowing the word of God to take place. And I saw that mostly why we are not being transformed generally as Christians is because we still walk by the law of sin and death. I want us to get it. I won't waste my time there. Once you get this, your life will never be saved. We still walk by the what? The law of what? Sin and death. If you look at Romans 7, the Bible talks about what? The law of God. And the Bible talks about another law. Hallelujah. Then if you read further in Romans 8, the Bible talks about the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The same as what? The law of God. Hallelujah. Most Christians, when we get born again, because we do not know expressly that we are no longer under the law, we still live our lives based on the dictates of the law. Now, hallelujah. And that is why it is very difficult for you, I'm talking on the home front now, as a husband, to listen to your wife, to be patient with your wife. You know why? Because you still do it by the law of what? Sin and what? And death. Not by the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The law of the spirit of what? Life in Christ Jesus. The Bible says the law is not what? Is not carnal. It's spiritual. But we are what? Carnal. The Bible says by the law. The law is good. Look at the description of Paul in Romans 7. Said, what I will to do, I end up what? Not doing. The good things that I want to do, I cannot do. But the bad things that I do not want to do, I end up doing. Why? It has all occasion from the law. Because of the sin that is in this flesh. Little wonder the Bible says, Jesus looked at a particular man and said, a part of his life, call no man good. You know why? Because at that point, every human being, don't let me say every human being, Israelites, the people of Israel, were being what? Held, bound by the law. And in the flesh, there is no good thing. So if you are a good man, you are not born again. To God, you are not good. Hallelujah. Because you still walk by the flesh. You are not good. That's what the Bible says. So that is why you see some people that are not Christians. I've seen some people that are not Christians, that when you look at them, you say, this guy is very good. So cultured, so mannered. But to God, he's not good. The Bible says those who are good are the so-called Christians. And this is what Christians should live by. All I've said so far is most Christians still live by the law of sin and death, not by the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that has set us free. That has set us free from the law of what? Of sin and death. Amen. Let's open our Bibles. Glory to Jesus. Galatians 5. Galatians 5 from verse 22. Amen. I'm not going to waste time. I'm going to be done in no time. Galatians 5. The idea say amen. It's only Pastor Bolu that is saying amen. So I'm going to wait. The idea say amen. Hallelujah. Galatians 5, 22. Look at what the Bible says. Galatians 5, reading from 22. But the fruit of the Spirit, the Bible says, the fruits. No. Fruits. Oh, Paul Wale, no. It's fruit. Oh, okay. But fruit with many characteristics, Abi. Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, godliness, goodness, faithfulness. Look at that. Gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no what? Law. Against such, there is no law. This is what is expected of you as Christians to live by. Hallelujah. You are expected as Christians to live by this one, not by the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. This is what you are expected to live by. And the Bible says, the fruit of the Spirit is by the Spirit. So it means when we get born again, the title of this message is called to reign in life. Called to reign in life. So after soteria, after salvation, after redemption, what is next? After you are born again, what is next? If you get born again today, June 25, 2023, and let me forward, what do we call it now? Forward what? Forward. Well, let me fast forward. Thank you. You see, let me fast forward. Now, year 2025. You got born again 2023. Then you are 2025. Your life is still the same. Wala wa. That's what the Bible is saying. There is problem. Because all you have been doing is to live by the law of sin and death that says, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not fornicate. And we have over 613 laws concerning the Israelites. But if you have to live by the word, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, it's so easy. It's the same fruit that is necessary for you to be patient. is the same thing that is necessary for you not to be what? A fornicator. Because everything is by the Spirit. I want us to understand me. It's the same thing. So it means when it comes to the fruit of the Spirit and you have found wanting in one, you say, okay, you know what? If you look at Pastor Wale, he's so quiet, you know, comportment, excellent. But when it comes to dealing with reckless drivers outside, don't want to be there. Then there is a problem. I want us to get it. Once we get this, there is nothing to get again. Then there is a problem. But we just read that everything is done by what? The Spirit. Not by you. It means there must be an intention from you. It has to be what? Intentional. It has to be intentional. It has to be deliberate. When the driver jumps out, I'm on here, daddy. Are you mad? You just comport. But Adimegi laughed, said, look at this man. You think it's possible? It is possible. Because I just said it's by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You just, I've witnessed a situation when the driver jumped out and he started railing curses and all manner, and the guy didn't say a word. The driver was surprised. He went back to his car, he came back again. Look at what he did. The guy didn't say a word. Sorry, Emma Bini. That was what the man said. The driver said, sorry, Emma Bini. Emma Bini from contain me no shame. Look at how he changed the driver's perspective. Emma Bini from contain mo shame moti bui ko yekin bui. Okay, let's turn the other leaf. If it were to be as the driver jumped out, started having curses on the man, and the man started giving it back, yellow, black, green, whatever, to the driver, what do you think you'll have? And the man was supposed to be a believer. What do you think you'll have passed across the message? You see, I said I was reading, and I saw in scriptures that God is good. God is good. He has planned everything. He has planned everything for us. Ours is just that we should be what? Intentional about it. On home front now, that's where I'm going. I said the title of this message is what? Call to reign in life. Romans 5, verse 17. On home front, husband and wife. If you read Ephesians 5, the Bible says husbands what? I think it's only parable that's in church. The husband, Bible says husbands, love your... Do you know why? Why not? Later, the Bible says now, talking to the two. But the Bible started by saying in Ephesians 5, husbands, love your wives. There is a history to that. Men in modern churches were so promiscuous. Hallelujah. That is why when the Bible says if you want to appoint deacons, bishop, they should be husband of what? Many wives. Okay. One wife. Men were so promiscuous. And I'm going to take you to where when the Bible says love is this, love is that. 1 Corinthians 13. Love is that. Love, you will see everything. Men were so promiscuous. He got to a stage, a certain man in church was sleeping with his father's wife. Hallelujah. And he didn't feel guilty. Just with the fufuwa, like in my yuppie. But this is sincerely, that is not what Christ came to do. He came to change our perspectives. Little wonder the people of Israel, the Pharisees, Sadducees, where Christ was against every of their doctrine. That was why they were angry now. But the law was given by God. But he was bringing something new entirely. And they were angry. Yes, they were supposed to be angry. If I was there, I'll be angry too. Hallelujah. So this new thing, God was bringing through Christ. Amen. Little wonder, Paul doesn't say, husbands, though, if you love your wife, you will not marry what? Two what? Wives. Thank you, mommy. Look down memory lane. Our mothers. Oh my God. Our mothers. Only one. I'm going somewhere. No. Only one. Our mothers. Oh. The rate of divorce. Nowadays. Omo. No. Next to none. But our mothers, they were there with our fathers. Ani mi o ni lo. Ibi ni ma kusi. So serious. Because they actually got something out of the world. And at the end of the day, it paid off. Mi o ni lo, ibi ni ma kusi. But women of nowadays, it is so late. I know, it's not hell. Thank you, it's a long show, but you know, I'm not good with this. It's a long show, Adi. Hallelujah. But a long show doesn't pay. It is so late that pays. Amen. That is why you see our mothers. The Bible says, husbands, love your wife. That is why you have to love your wife. Say, wives, respect what? It has to be, as I said, a two-way thing. But now, I love scriptures. You know what the Bible now says? The Bible says, as Christ is the head of the church, women, I want you to complete it. I know you don't like to hear that part. As Christ is the head of the church. Oh, SB, let me hear it again. Please, we are in church. Okay, I wrote the Bible. See, the husband, see, as Christ is the head of the church, the husband is the head of his wife. You can't change it. He's the head, whether you like it or not. If your head wants to come out, make it come out. It's the head. And that's the reality. Because if the husband is not the head, the Bible would not have said, as Christ, likened to Christ, is the head of the church. Who is the church? We are. So, husband is the what? Head of the church. Is the head. Your husband is your head. And this is where I'm going. Little wonder, there is a lot of responsibilities on husband. We talk about the head. Look at the head. This is my head. What do I have in my head? I have my hair. I have my nose. I have my eyes. I have tongue. I have good. Since the husband is the head. Now the husband, you are the head. Because of the hair, what do we use our hairs to do? Eh? I love the word. I love listen, not hair. Hair is different from listen. We'll go to that. Listen. When you say listen, ofin gboron mo le ma hear ma gbo nkan to nso. You listen. So when your wife is saying something, you listen. You are the head. What do you use our eyes to do? To see. It talks about vision. You are the vision bearer. What do we use our nose to do? To perceive, to discern. You discern for your household. Little one there, the Bible says, wives, respect. It's making sense now. Respect your husbands. So it means, husband, you do not have any right to tell your wife, Ori Ope. You do not have any right to tell your wife, because my baby for lady. Oh, ni shetan. No. That's not what the Bible is saying. And the Bible is saying you as a wife, because it's not by the law of the sin and death, but by the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, you learn all this. 1 Corinthians 13. I'm almost done. You see, I won't waste time, as I said. 1 Corinthians 13. Amen. Amen to Jesus. If you are there, say amen. 1 Corinthians 13. Hallelujah. Are you there? 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4. Let me just read. Glory to Jesus. He says, look at what love does. And I said, love is what? Is not something that is expected only from the husband. It's all expected from what? From the wife. Thank you. Now look at what love does. Once I start reading all these characteristics of love, just look at yourself. You are a man or a woman. Say, Moshi Kunimi Bai. I think I still have to work on myself in there. Look at it. Look at what it says. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Yeah, really. That's what he's saying. Love does not do that. Love does not what? Parade itself. It's not puffed up. No pride when it comes to love. Me too wonder how our mothers survived in our father's houses. I can see all these traits in them. Love does not behave rudely. Nowadays, these are things I've witnessed. Before the mother's area was a funny tree, But the Bible says those things are not right. As a Christian, you have to be intentional. You have to work on those things. Because it's not by the law of sin and death any longer. It's by the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. Love does not behave rudely. Love does not seek its own. Wow. It's not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believe all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Our mothers endured. Endured all things. If we live by the law of the spirit of life, it's going to be so easy. I witnessed something. While we were going to, was it Ibadan? No, not Ibadan. Between the husband and the wife. I saw the comportment of this man. And I said to myself, Oshiji, when it comes to this one. If I were the one, I would not slap my wife. I would not, but no more. I would have done it in a way. But this man, the comportment, I said, what is going on? Then later, the wife said, okay. And the man even said, Ma Binu, sorry. I thought that would be the end. Another thing happened. This man was called and was said, you know what the man said? The man said, Ma Binu, sorry. And the man was actually what frequent. He normally gets to his office on time and all that. But because the guy wanted to say something, he wanted to pass something across. He came using that. If it were someone else, the person would have behaved differently. But this man comportment for you. Emma Binu, Tebani Binu. What am I saying? It means the man is walking by the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, not by the law of sin and death. What the law of sin and death says is different from what the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus, what it says. Different things. The law of sin and death says, ah, when somebody did it by for me, spill it out. Somebody did it by, when he gets here, Omo, give on your own. Give on your own. But the law of the spirit of life says long suffering. It says, no time should it give it what? Back. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So I said, hallelujah. Pastor Ebun, good to see you. Happy to see you. Glory to Jesus. Now, I said, it's important that we know this. As Christians now, we do not war by the law of sin and death any longer. But we are being championed by the law of spirit of what? Life. Look at that. The law of sin and death. You can even see the difference. The law of what? Sin and death. The law of what? Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We are instead to war by the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus. I titled it called to reign in life. Look at what Jesus Christ. Jesus was victorious. Jesus wasn't rich while he was on earth. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. No, he wasn't rich. But he was what? Victorious. How did he do this? That is how we are supposed to live this life. Amen. Look at Cana of Galilee. I don't have time, so I'll just... Cana of Galilee, what happened? After the first wine had finished, there was no wine again. They came to the Jesus, his mother. Say, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Oh, Jesus told him, Mama, as he called me Otito. And look at what happened. They gathered and he filled these jars. They filled it with water. And he turned the water to what? Something is so surprising. Not only that he turned the water to wine, excess. Better. I was about to go there. Excess and better than the previous one that they had. The person that threw the pot said, ah, Kilo Shele, why did you keep what? The best for the last. Why did you keep the best for the last? Amen. Some preachers' understanding of reigning in life is for what? Christian to be only financially prosperous. Some churches, their own understanding of reigning in life, they say, owo gbọdọ yapa, mo gbọdọ lowo isa. If you are not rich, oh, ti born again. Something is wrong. If you are in this church for 5 years and your life is still the same, financially, omo, you are not wanted there. Hallelujah. But I'm going to show you a scripture that they normally would back this with. Hallelujah. Very popular piece of scripture. I'm talking about reigning in life. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. They knew how to quote it. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. Amen. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. Glory to Jesus. Say, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. I tell you, he's talking about finance, talking about money. Nope, Pastor Wale. I say nope too. Pastor Bolu, is he talking about money? Oh, it's no too. So you have three no's. Hallelujah. He's not talking about money at all. That is the scripture they are going to quote. Because to them, money in life is all about having the excess money. But he's talking about Jesus living his glory. Hallelujah. God living his glory to make you rich. How did he make you rich? Salvation. He died. He resurrected. So that you might become rich. We are rich in Christ because we are saved. Hallelujah. That is what he's talking about. that you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read it again. That though he was rich, yet for your sakes, it's for our sakes he came. He became poor, that we through his poverty might become what? Rich. Hallelujah. Jesus was going about wherever there was lack. He will make stuffs available. Amen. He was reigning in life. I just gave an example of Cana of Galilee. Simon Peter called all night and he caught nothing. Normally, a good fisherman knows that the best time to fish is what? Is what? Thank you, Pastor Wally, at night. He talked all night, he caught nothing. And when it was eight time, someone somewhere, Jesus said, hey, come, do this. Put. He said, Oga, we have talked all night, we caught nothing. I'm showing you reigning in life. We have caught nothing, Oga. Just, okay. Say, but at thy what? Word. Because acting beg me more. At thy word, I will do it. You know what happened? The Bible says, when Peter did Jesus' bidding, something happened. He caught what? A lot of what? Of fish. You know, there is a difference between fish and fishes. Fish of the same kind. Fish. A lot of fish. Different species. Fishes. Hallelujah. Caught a lot. That's what the Bible says. Of fish. And their net started what? Breaking. They had to call for another boat. Hey, what? Come and join us. Come and join us. Another thing. You can see. SS. Better. Not, was it with finances? I just said it. Jesus was never rich. So I'm trying to paint a picture. Most of us say, I don't have money. I'm poor. No, you are not poor because I've just said it. As a Christian, you are what? Rich in Christ. It's not about money. Amen. I'm going somewhere. Hallelujah. Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 small what? Fish. And the leftover was what? Thank you. 12 baskets full. Leftover. He fed 5,000. And the Bible says they were full. One yo. That is what happened. One yo with 5 loaves. He was living what? A victorious what? Life. Another place in Mark 8 verse 1 to 9, if you read, Jesus fed another multitude, 4,000, with how many loaves? With how many loaves? 7 loaves and a few what? Small fish, and left over 7 baskets. Amen. Living a victorious life. There was a time they came to Jesus regarding what? Payment of taxes. Because they knew, Mama, you only go to wonder about what he would out of nowhere. Something was, yes, that's what we are talking about. Here too, I'm not going to go into details. They paid what? Tax. Went into the what? They go to the what? To the sea, yes, a fish and all that. Then, with that, they paid what? The tax. Now I'm talking about attitude of sonship to reign the way Jesus did. We must have this at the back of our minds. Our redemptive rights. Amen. The Bible says, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with what? He. The same way God is with us. Little one, the Bible now says, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, who is in heaven. The Bible says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, because we have called you out. Your life is different now. have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. The most reason you should keep what? Believing friends, not unbelievers. More believing friends. Amen. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how people cast money. This is where I'm going, regarding churches. He sat at the treasury and people were casting money. And don't forget here, the Bible says, even the rich people, they cast so much. Not that they didn't cast. No. The Bible says, even the rich people that were there, they cast so much money. But there was a certain woman, widow. We talk about widow's mite. The woman came, and the Bible says she cast what? A mite. And Jesus said that was all she ever had. Hallelujah. Now, this is where I'm going. She threw in two mites. Yeah. Which make what? The Bible says the two mites make what? A fatty. Amen. Look at such a mentality. So it means in church, when you are giving offering, if Pastor Bolu gives 100 and Sister Tola gives, Sister Tola, 100 naira, to us, we think Pastor Bolu has given the most. Mentality. I want to destroy our mentality so that we understand what the Bible is talking about. We think because Pastor Bolu gave 100,000 naira, as Satola gave what? 100 naira. He gave 100,000. She gave 100 naira. To us, who gave the most? No, to us, who gave the most? I'm going to tell you how it's going to happen before God. This is how it's going to happen. Pastor Bolu is earning 2 million naira. And to us, he gives 100. Okay, I increase it. He said glory. Pastor Bolu, 10 million. Hallelujah. So, as Sister Tola is earning 10,000 naira, 5,000, let's put it 5,000, and she gives 100. Pastor Bolu, 10 million, he gives 100,000. To us, Pastor Bolu has given the most, but to God, it's Sister Tola. So, I'm saying you don't have any excuse whatsoever. When it comes to monthly contribution, if it's 5 kobo that you can give, you must give. That's what the Bible is saying. God loves a cheerful giver. We can see it there. It is not about how much. That is the mentality. When you are doing offering, every Sunday, you must offer. That is what he's saying. you don't get it. You must offer. It is not about the 5,000. It's about what you have. Your status financially. He has made you rich. That is what the Bible is talking about. That is why it's more difficult for you to give. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So this is very important. That is how to live victoriously in Christ. Reign in life. Hallelujah. The Bible says God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Philippians 4 verse 19. Let me show you something. We always like this part of scripture. God will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Even those who don't give. Even those who don't give. They are the first to. Philippians 4:19. God will supply all my needs. According to. I'm going to stone you. Amen. Let's go there. Colossians 4, verse 19. If you are there, say. I mean, Philippians 4. If you are there, say amen. Amen to Jesus. I'm closing now. I have just 5 minutes. Philippians 4:19. Amen. 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 Are we there? And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. When you get home, you must read it. This is what happened. Paul was telling the Philippian church, amen, that when he was at Macedonia, they what? They gave to him. In Thessalonica, they did what? They gave to him. So as a regard of that, because of their giving, Paul was praying for them. Hallelujah. He said, okay, because of this, because you know what? Because you always give. You have that mind of giving. My God shall supply all what? Your needs. So it means it is possible that you may not have found a job for so long, but because of your mentality of who God is, you are ready to give everything. I'm telling you, because it's God, in no time, Ishema, you're... Oh my God. You see, the Bible is so explicit, but we don't understand. It's because it's no longer about you. Yes! Yours is just what? To live by the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Give everything. Is it your family household? Is it protection? Regarding protection that day? Whatever you may think about. Whatever. That is how to live a victorious life. You may think about. Amen. Then the Bible says, pleasant words. I love this in Proverbs 16, verse 24. I did that to Pastor Wally this morning. I was questioning you. Pastor Wally, you are going to find out now why I did that. Amen. It says, pleasant words are a honeycomb, as they are sweet to the souls and health to what? To the bones. Pleasant words. Pleasant words. The Bible is not talking about we need that for you. No. Pleasant words. Is it that someone, Pastor Ebu, gives you 20,000 naira? You go to a Pastor Ebu. Eshima. Eshe oni tombe. You don't get. Is it that your wife at home cooks for you and she was tired, but she cooks because her husband is coming and you get home? No. No. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches appreciation a lot. You got to appreciate your wife. Even before you start eating, going, you took that one from me. Oh. Yeah, only as a baby, I'm take away you, baby. Rabo. November, Rabo, Radanio, girl. Whoa! Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I think that's. So the Bible says, let not be done out of vain glory or to strive, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem the other better than himself. Precious seed.